This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. When you buy or sell a home, at some point in the process, you've got to check the property against a central database. Usually that's at the town clerk's office. And when you buy or sell something with the digital currency Bitcoin, that Bitcoin has to be registered somewhere so it can't be spent twice. That registry, which functions kind of like a digital town clerk's office, is called the blockchain. Right now, the state of Vermont is paving the way for entrepreneurs and governments to use the blockchain for other purposes. Here to talk about those other purposes is David Brooks. He's a reporter at the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. David, what other purposes are we talking about here for the blockchain?
Well, that's the whole idea. There aren't any whole lot of other purposes yet, but a bunch of people are looking at it. So, for example, the Bank of England and some other very large financial institutions are looking at whether they can use the blockchain to make things easier and faster to move money around, for example. The World Bank is looking at the blockchain as to whether they can use it to improve governance in places like Honduras. But basically, the blockchain can be thought of I like your analogy, actually, as an electronic town clerk, an electronic filing cabinet you often hear. What it is, it's a digital document. And as we all know, digital documents are really easy to change. They're easy to move around. Whereas if I file something with a town clerk, there's a piece of paper sitting in the cabinet, and it's very hard to get in there and alter it. If you have a digital file online somewhere, people can mess with it all the time. So what the blockchain does is it makes it harder to mess with it, not by having a really secret copy hidden away at the bank or at the Fed or anything like that, but by making lots of copies and distributing them automatically to thousands or millions of people, depending on which blockchain you're talking about, automatically every 10 seconds in case of Bitcoin. So if I do something, if I register my car with blockchain or if I spend a Bitcoin with blockchain, there's millions of copies of that out there. So if I try to change it and pretend I didn't do it and pretend I did something else, there's all those other copies out there that could tell people otherwise. And that's the way blockchain, that's the kind of the secret of it and the way it could be used to guard against fraud or changes.
You use the example in one of your articles about art and how a blockchain might be able to keep track of rare pieces of art by, say, a single artist like Picasso.
Yeah, this was an example that Oliver Goodenough, who's director of the Center for Legal Innovation at the Vermont Law School, gave me. I talked to him because he's one of the people who's involved with a very interesting program that the Vermont State Legislature has launched. They've got groups looking into whether blockchain can be used in state government in any way to make things cheaper and easier and cooler, I suppose. Professor Goodenough gave the example of a Picasso print. The joke was, you know, Picasso made 100 of these prints and there's 500 of them on the market, so how do you know which one's real? And what usually happens is there's a piece of paper attached to it that says, yes, Picasso made this print or something like that. In theory, what could happen is Picasso could establish a blockchain document with each print that says, yes, this is one of mine, and that blockchain document could not be altered. That's one of the possibilities, and that's basically the strength of the blockchain is it makes an unalterable digital document. So it's easy to manipulate, easy to send to Japan or wherever you want to go, easy for people to look at on their phone, and yet it cannot be messed with the way so many digital things can. That's the sort of thing that Vermont as a state is actually looking into.
How far along is Vermont?
They've just started. The legislature passed – there was a law that was talked about ways to do digital innovation, and this was part of it. It was only passed in early summer, so they're just looking into it.
Not very far along.
Not very far along, but so far as I know, they're further along than anybody else. I mean, frankly, the reason I wrote about it was so exciting that a state government was looking into this at all, the possibility of using blockchain to do – property transfers, register your car, all that. It would be an entirely new way to do it, perhaps a cheaper way to do it, more efficient, easier. You could do it online more easily. And from Vermont's point of view, Professor Goodenough said, frankly, it makes Vermont look cool if they do this. I mean, and you're always trying to lure tech companies, particularly a state like Vermont would like to lure some more. And people will come move to you. If you're the state that knows to use blockchain in your own state government, that would definitely give you a panache.
So right now, it's not possible for anybody to say use a blockchain record to prove ownership of anything in court.
No, but it's not possible. it might be possible technically. I don't think anybody's actually set it up. I don't know that it'd be too hard to, but it's not possible legally. And that's really the main thing that Vermont is looking into right now. Can you establish a legal structure under which courts, juries would accept a blockchain document as having as much validity as, you know, the piece of paper sign that's been at the town clerk's office? So that is really what they're doing right now. They're trying to establish legal underpinnings that can be used to build a blockchain as frankly, part of 21st century government and business.
So what would you want to see as a blockchain registry? Anything in your life, David, that you think should be easily accessible through blockchain?
You know, I could use blockchain to show that I actually wrote all the stuff that's named David Brooks and not that guy down at the New York Times.
You want to put the David Brooks of New Hampshire stamp on things.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, David, thank you very much.
All right. You bet.
That is the David Brooks of New Hampshire. He's a reporter with the Concord Monitor and a writer who occupies the geekiest spot on the blockchain at graniteGeek.org.